to go behind enemy lines a little bit with the team that has dominated the AFC East for the last decade plus. Ben Volen of the Boston Globe joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. Old friend Ben Volen on Twitter, at Ben Volen. How you been, buddy?
What's up, guys? Still feels weird to hear the Boston Globe part. But,
I said Palm Beach Post earlier. I don't want you to think my my habit has already kicked itself. I definitely screwed it up before you came on, but...
Yeah, I do that. I do that too sometimes. So.
I appreciate it. Well, obviously, it's been a little nuts for you since you went up there. A lot going on. I knew things were getting crazy for Ben Volen when I was in the London airport over the summer, and I saw him on the CNN international feed. That's when I knew Ben Volen was having a busy off season. Just incredible, incredible stuff that you've had to kind of cover and report on and find out about since you showed up there. What's it been like?
Wow, that's awesome. I had no idea I made the international scene. That's pretty cool, man. Yeah, it's been crazy, not only because of all the crazy things that have happened here. Hernandez, obviously, beyond the scope of anything anyone could have predicted. Tim Tebow falling in our laps. Gronk needing, you know, surprise back surgery. Just kind of some weird stuff happening. But a lot of it, too, has been with my old Florida guys, like Hernandez and Tebow. And we were in Philly last week for these joint practices with the Eagles, and that was right in the middle of Riley Cooper gate. So all these guys that I covered back with the Florida Gators back in the 2008-2009 season, they're all just dominating the headlines this offseason.
Been a heck of a game against Philadelphia. It looked like you guys, you know, the Patriots came out running the ball, showing that they're getting power down the field with Stephen Ridley and Shane Vereen. Of course, LeGarrette Blount had a nice long run as well. And then they come back in the second series and they show off Tom Brady's arm, which we already knew he had with his new weapons. How impressive was it the way they handled that first part of that game, and I guess the whole game, I guess, against the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, incredibly impressive. And it was a continuation of what they were doing all week against the Eagles defense. And I don't know. Honestly, it leads me to two conclusions that, A, the Patriots, even though they have a lot of new names on offense, I think they're going to be fine moving the ball, especially with that offensive line with Tom Brady back there. And two, I just don't know how good the Eagles are this year. They're changing a lot of pieces on that defense, going to a 3-4. I think they have a lot of undersized bodies. And the Patriots, just kind of all week, just dominated them and imposed their will, both in the passing game and then we saw in the running game, too. Opening the game, obviously, with that 62-yard run, they went 80 yards down the field on their first drive for a touchdown and only called running plays. Pretty darn impressive, given it was really their first time to work on a lot of that stuff, you know, in full contact settings in the preseason. And then, as you mentioned, yeah, Tom Brady not only showed off his arm, but, you know, all his new weapons, his new undrafted rookie, Kenbrell Tompkins out of Cincinnati. They connected four times on a drive, had a couple of first downs. They've got a couple of draft picks. Aaron Dobson, who's a big possession receiver, has looked good so far. Josh Boyce, a fourth rounder out of TCU, has looked pretty good. And they got this tight end named Zach Sudfeld, an undrafted kid out of Nevada, who was one of Kaepernick's targets there in college. He was undrafted, but he's 6'7" and a great athlete, and he made a great catch and run the other day and also had a really nice block downfield on LeGarrette Blount's touchdown run. So they're finding all these new names here, and you know, these aren't guys necessarily you've heard of, but there's certainly a lot of talent on that side of the football for the Patriots, and now they just, you know, need to be able to can do it. Do it consistently and prove they can do it in the regular season.
Well, Ben, first of all, good to hear your voice again. I hope you're enjoying your time up in Boston. But it seems like it's the same ammo on offense for Tom Brady. He's going to take a bunch of guys that you really haven't heard of and turn them into something. You mentioned Kenbrell Tompkins and Aaron Dobson. Mark Harrison, another big body that maybe not a lot of people have seen but can be impactful for this offense. He just continues to do it every year at a high level. What's it been like just covering – arguably the best quarterback in the league?
Yeah, watching him at practice some days, it's amazing. I mean, his accuracy, where he puts the football, is just incredible. And you have to remind yourself, I mean, you're watching one of the greats here. And even at 36, you know, especially in these 7-on-7 type drills where there's not a real pass rush, I mean, he's just a maestro back there, and he just completely slices up a defense. Last week at the Eagles practices, you know, there was a lot of Mike Mayock and Brian Baldingers and Jake Lazor types at the practice, a lot of these national guys. And, I mean, everyone was blown away by how good Brady looked, just picking on some of these shorter Eagles cornerbacks, obviously. I think it's a lot different doing it in a preseason game or doing it against the Eagles, and then obviously doing it in the regular season. Aaron Dobson has had some issues with some drops so far. You know, these kids, they're not used to the regular season yet, the NFL grind. Can they withstand the whole season? Obviously, still a lot of question marks. Danny Amendola has looked fantastic, but can he stay healthy? I think he's only played 16 games once in his career so far. Now they're asking him to replicate Wes Welker's 118 catches. Zach Sudfeld, yeah, nice little story, but he got injured a lot in college, and now they're asking him to replace Gronk probably early in the season. So just a lot of issues on that side of the ball. It could really go one way or the other. They could have a fantastic offense if everyone stays healthy and Tom Brady keeps everyone on the same page, or they could struggle this year because, like I said, they have a lot of rookies and a lot of new faces, and sometimes that doesn't always mesh together.
We'll see how it all turns out. Ben Volen, Boston Globe on the Metro PCS hotline. One last thing for you. You mentioned the practices against Philadelphia. Now they're practicing against Tampa Bay. It's something from a distance I really like. I think it's cool, you know, getting the team to sort of practice for a couple of days against the other team leading up to the preseason game. Belichick obviously seems to be all about it. Are you sort of enjoying having two teams to look at during these sessions?
Yeah, it definitely breaks up the monotony of camp, which is nice. Last week was fascinating watching how Chip Kelly runs a practice. Now today we're watching how Greg Schiano runs a practice. Both those coaches are obviously very good friends with Belichick. I like it as well. It really gives these teams an opportunity to have an intense practice with good physical tackling. You're not really going to get that when you're practicing against each other and you've been going against the same guys for 10, 12 days in a row. Now it's fresh bodies and new guys to hit. These are long practices. They've been going 2.5, 2 hours, 45 minutes, a lot of hard-hitting stuff. There was a fight that broke out last week, a little brawl, and both coaches sent the players off for the day. So it can get pretty intense out there. It's a good way to prepare for the season now that they don't have 2-a-days anymore. It's great. The 11-on-11 period, the team stuff, it's really fascinating to watch. I mean, it's basically a scrimmage out there between the Bucs first-team defense and the Patriots first-team offense. So definitely it's been a lot of fun to watch and a good way to break up the monotony of camp.
Really cool. Ben Volen, Boston Globe on Twitter, @BenVolen. You probably already follow him, doing a great job taking care of the Patriots beat and the rest of the National Football League up there. Great to talk to you, man. Appreciate it, and I look forward to catching up sometime during the regular season.
Absolutely. Always good to talk to you guys.
Thanks a lot, man. That's Ben Volen on the Metro PCS hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.